From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict today asked for forgiveness for the sexual abuse of children as he celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square, marking the conclusion of the Year of the Priest. In his homily, he spoke to priests about how to walk towards the light in the dark valley. Thousands of priests and bishops from around the world concelebrated with the Pope, who also said the Church would do everything possible to ensure that such abuse would never happen again. Philippa Hitchens has this report.
After leading a prayer vigil for around 10,000 priests on Thursday evening, Pope Benedict returned to St. Peter's Square on Friday morning for the celebration of Mass, marking the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Speaking to the huge crowd gathered to celebrate the end of the year for priests, the Pope in his homily reflected on the true meaning of the priesthood, which, he said, is not just an office but a sacrament through which the love of God can be made present to all men and women.
Il sacerdote non è semplicemente detentore di un ufficio.
And yet, the Pope continued, in this very year of joy for the sacrament of the priesthood, the sins of priests came to light, particularly the abuse of the little ones. We insistently beg forgiveness from God and from the persons involved, he said, while promising to do everything possible to ensure that such abuse will never occur again. In admitting men to the priestly ministry, he continued, we will do everything we can to weigh the authenticity of their vocation and make every effort to accompany priests along their journey so that the Lord will protect them and watch over them in troubled situations and amid life's dangers.
Anche noi chiediamo insistentemente perdono a Dio e dalle persone coinvolte.
The Pope continued his reflections, meditating on the words of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," expressing our joy and gratitude for the fact that God is present to and concerned for humanity. The task of the priest, he said, is to let God's loving concern penetrate the depths of his being and to share that concern with men and women in concrete and practical ways. By walking with Christ, the Pope went on, priests must communicate to others their own joy and the knowledge that God is with us even when we are passing through the darkest valleys. Just as the shepherd uses the rod and the staff to protect his flock, so the priest must use the rod to protect the faith against those who falsify it, against currents which lead the flock astray. The use of the rod, he stressed, can actually be a service of love, whereas we can see that it has nothing to do with love when conduct unworthy of the priestly life is tolerated.
Be faithful to your promises. Serve God and your people with holiness and courage, and always conform your lives on the mystery of the Lord's cross.
Finally, the Pope said every Christian and every priest should become a wellspring of living water, bringing life to all men and women in a parched and thirsty world. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.